Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible sees a problem with marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Shooting at ya from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It be a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A wee little sea hair after 5 o'clock out on the Eastern Type Coast, if that's where you're listening to us. If it's not that time,
yeah.
If it ain't the sea hair after.
For sea hair, please go to urbandictionary.com.
Possibly you're listening to us as a podcast, as a rerun here on crabdiving.com/live.
Possibly.
Or you can get us at iTunes, Stitchers. Blah, 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 blah. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name is Ryan Pfeiffer. Blah, 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 blah. Viva la resistance!
What was it? Yada, yada, yada was
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, yeah.
I had... You yada, yada, yada'd right through the whole story. No, I mentioned the bisque. Something about... Elaine got lucky with some gentleman. She had sex with him. And she also enjoyed lobster bisque with the same dude. Which I think was from the soup Nazi.
Oh, was it?
And the lobster bisque was more enjoyable than the dude.
No soup for you.
Which isn't surprising if you've had lobster bisque. It's delicious. Although you probably have not. It would kill you.
I haven't had lobster bisque.
What?
So I can't judge.
Right.
We're going to be here, ladies and germs, for the next couple hours. Like Hola. I said, live. Tweet us during the show if you like. At Crab Diving.
The Twitter is open.
The Twitter is live and streaming, all
nice.
Warm and comfy for you.
Oh, yes.
All kinds of conversations going on there. Don't forget also our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. We put up shows and, or, I mean, we put up stories and memes and stuff we talk about and stuff we don't talk about. All that can be found on Facebook. Big news day. Lots going on.
I'm sad. I'm really sad. I thought we were going to be able to blow up Iran. I was looking forward to that. How did we avoid that? Bummer.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, July the 14th. 2015.
The year of our Lord.
These are the headlines over at the HuffPo, I'm sure.
Yes.
Big, big news today. A lot of broken hearts on the right and screaming and crying going on in Israel. The headline says, new era over at the HuffPo.
Yes.
Historic agreement between the U.S. and Iran. The president says it's an opportunity to move in a new direction. According to the Secretary of State, John Kerry, who was interviewed this morning, he's all worked up.
Beklimped.
Because, you know, right away the ninnies are screaming, it's a bad deal. Bibi Netanyahu says it's the end of the world as we know it.
People are saying, you know, how can we trust Iran to follow through with the agreement?
Right.
And what would be the alternative?
Well, that's where John Kerry goes. Netanyahu shit on it without even looking at it. He hadn't even seen it yet. And he was like, I know it, the concessions and it's going to, it's the worst in history.
A blind shitting.
Hillary's calling it an important step. All the dickwads of the right are lining up to say, Obama handed over the keys to America right to the Iranians.
What? Fuck you.
They're going to let them get A nuclear
nuclear
bomb.
Nuclear.
And they're going to drop it right on Israel.
I don't know why people aren't collectively happy that there might be a section of the Middle East that we aren't going to bomb into the Stone Age. Isn't that a good thing?
Well, the people who are uninformed take their cue from that traitor, Tehran Tom Cotton, that asswipe from Arkansas, the senator who spearheaded that letter, that seditious letter to the Iran.
Yes.
That said, basically, you can go ahead and make a deal with Obama.
It ain't gonna...
But the next president can take that right away.
Where's he from? Cotton, Arkansas?
Arkansas.
It ain't no never mind.
Man, they grow some shit bags down there, don't they? I mean, Huckabee, of course, Clinton.
Right.
Was governor there, but is that where he was originally from?
I don't know. He could have carpetbagged somewhere else.
Because you never know with these people. Like, what the fuck was Jeb Bush doing in Florida? Did he live in Florida? They grew up in Maine. They're from Maine.
Why would you? Cheap rent.
Right.
There's no...
Do you think Jeb had a double wide?
Well, honestly, it's...
Somewhere?
It's taxes. There's little or no state income tax down there.
I think there's it was an opportunity to find another place to put a Bush.
Right.
They were able to put one in Texas and get him to be governor.
God, why do they target the shitty states?
Well, they know they're not going to... They know Vermont's not going to elect George Bush.
No, not really.
They know, although Massachusetts.
Who is that guy? Mike the plumber, Joe the dickhead, who was the everyman. Wasn't he elected in that area?
Oh, fake Joe the plumber.
Fake Joe.
Yeah.
Fake
who
Joe.
Who wasn't a plumber and not named Joe. You know, that guy, they actually had a, I think recently, they've been following him, and he went and got an electrician's job somewhere, and they found out it's a union job.
Oh, wait a second.
Right.
Pump the brakes, man.
He's the, you know, oh, unions suck, and it's blah, 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 blah. And he went out and got a union gig. So.
Right.
And I'm sure he enjoys the protections given to him because of that.
Right.
So the Iran nuclear deal with six world powers. By the way, it ain't just Obama and Kerry sitting in a room with an Iranian making these deals. There's five other world powers.
Who are these so-called
world powers?
World powers. Luxembourg? Haiti?
No.
I just assume they were shitty countries, just tiny.
It's the big ones.
Luxembourg.
It's the five permanent members of the UN Security Council and Germany.
Oh, shit.
So.
Angela Merkel.
Russia. America. France? Great Britain.
France.
And, you know, maybe Luxembourg. I don't know what the fifth one is. It's not listed in front of me.
I remember when Bush got
China.
Oh, China.
China's the fifth one. So the Chinese are in on this fucking deal.
This is a real coalition.
Well, right.
It's not bullshit.
And when the Republicans are pulling open their white tight butt cheeks.
Yes.
Or actually their white saggy butt cheeks.
I take Pilates. And I am firm.
Spraying poop out from them onto this deal.
Oh, perfect.
They're also spraying poop on the Chinese, the French, the Russians.
Yummy.
And the UK and the Germans.
I would say the Germans don't have a problem with that. That's their jam. And also the Japanese are like, we usually work with piss, but that's fine.
Right.
Hand me the latex.
So they're... By the way, the UN Council said that they're pissed about the lifting of the sanctions once they're verifying that they're complying. Yet the UN resolution said, if we get them to the table and start talking, we're going to lift the sanctions. So this deal goes farther than that. Kerry this morning was like, look, the sanctions were going to go away simply because they came to the table. We were going to have to put more sanctions upon them. And now they're saying... With this deal, the sanctions are already worked into that. That the sanctions are going to stay until they prove to us that they're complying. And then the sanctions come swinging back within like 60 days if there's any shenanigans.
It's a safeguard. A fail-safe.
Right.
Right? These people, no one would, they wouldn't have been happy with anything. If John Kerry would have said, listen, we finished our negotiations with Iran. We've come to a deal. They're changing the name of their country to the United States of Jesusville, USA. Still.
Yep.
Still right-wing nut job America would have been all pissed off because they just want to blow shit up.
And Obama.
Oh, right. Fuck him.
Nothing good can come of it. I mean, this is like, this is massive. This is a, the thwarting of somebody getting nuclear bombs. Now they're saying, well, it doesn't make them dismantle nothing, which is a lie, by the way. They're dismantling some of them, but they are going to keep, they are allowed to pursue power,
right?
Nuclear power. I keep saying nuclear too much.
You know why?
It's starting to stick.
You know why?
Why? Because I'm getting older and dumber.
Fun. No. It's fun to say nuclear.
Nuclear, yeah.
Nuclear. It's more fun to say than nuclear. Boring, but it's wrong.
And these other five nations, do you think nobody wants them to get the bomb?
No.
So these six nations that are sitting around, nobody. Oh, of course, Iran is going to go home. And say, woohoo, you know, they're celebrating. That's the headline, by the way, of the Drudge. I don't even have to look over there. I know earlier, unless they've changed it, it was the same story, but the headline was Iran thrilled.
Obama satisfies Tehran. Yeah.
Oh, here, Iran celebrates with a picture of Obama.
Is it a bunch of Muslims firing AK-47s all willy-nilly into the air? Is that the picture?
It's the equivalent. It's a Jesus. Picture of Obama.
How could Obama even... Yeah. How could that skinny community organizer, Kenyan gay Muslim, come to such a deal? How was he able to accomplish such?
He's because he's an evil... He's evil. He's the schlong of Satan.
He is in bed with the Ayatollah.
There's also a picture... It's a deal. It says smile diplomacy. They're calling it
smile. What the fuck does that mean?
They're angry because they think that we should have gone in and whipped out the big giant cock of America, slapped it on the table and said, that's it. You've got 5 minutes to turn off all your nukes and hand them over to us or we're going to bomb the fuck out.
Welcome to the nuclear cock off.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not how the world works.
Honestly, don't they just want to fire up that military industrial complex? Isn't that what we're seeing?
Well, yeah, sure.
Damn. That's what Noam Chomsky said. We got to watch out for.
They're saying he's gambling. It's a gamble. Of course, any deal is a gamble. What about the big deal that Nixon made with China? That was a big gamble. What about any treaties that Ronnie Reagan signed? Those are gambles.
Hey, how about what all those Wall Street assholes do with your 401ks and all that bullshit? Isn't that a bunch of gambling?
Right.
And sometimes it doesn't work out.
They like that gambling.
So, as far as I can tell, now maybe I'm crazy here, but right-wing and nut job America is a lot more harmful to this country than Iran.
Shit, yeah.
I mean...
Iran ain't done nothing to us since they took the hostages in 1980, you know, I mean 79, 80?
They say a bunch of shitty shit, like they want to bomb the fuck out of Israel, I guess, but...
Well, and that's another thing. They're like, the idiots on the right are like, look, just 3 days ago, some bunch of students burned an American flag in Tehran.
Oh, who cares? They hate us. The world fucking hates us.
Right.
People hate us.
But the stories you're not hearing... which was on liberal media today, where the Iranian people don't necessarily hate us. They remember what it was like they're under an oppressive regime right now.
Yes.
You know, the assholes here are just like, well, why don't they just vote out? Why don't they just get rid of their leaders? Why don't they all just line up and get ready to be killed and fling themselves on the barricades?
Yeah, hey, lazy right-wing nut job assholes. Right. Why don't you go protest that government?
Right, why don't you
get your head cut off?
Exactly.
Get thrown into Ayatollah Khomeini, go fuck yourself prison for the rest of your life.
Take your little boy gun.
Yeah.
And fly over there and be the first at the barricades to help them, you fuckwad, you pussy, if that's your case. Oh, yeah, there should be.
I gotta watch NASCAR on Saturday. I can't protest at Tehran.
But the Iranian people, they interviewed a bunch of them, and they were like, "This is great. This is awesome. Hopefully, it'll lead to us being more friends with the United States. That's what the people on the ground are saying. Now, their regime says the same thing as our right-wing dickwad regime.
Yeah.
They're the big great Satan. You got to still call them that. That's, they're still part of the axis of evil.
I love that we're that they're the great big Satan, but we're actually the people that are droning the Middle East. We bombed the fuck out of Iraq, just bombed the living shit out of it. Right. They got rid of all their infrastructure. Because what?
And they're helping us against ISIS.
Yes,
we might add
ISIS. ISIS is like totally fucking horrible. Jesus.
So, of course, the Israelis are screaming. Bibi Netanyahu hadn't even read it and calls it the historic mistake for the world.
Oh, yes.
And a complete surrender by the West.
Why doesn't he come over here again and do a little tour?
Israel says it's not bound by the deal.
Oh.
And will defend itself if necessary. So this is what people are worried about, is that Bibi is going to go batshit nuts and say, fuck it, I'm going to bomb. We don't care. We're going to bomb their... they're making bombs. I don't care. I'm going to go in and blow it up. And he thinks because we're locked into some treaty with him, that anybody that attacks them, we have to join in. Yeah. We're going to have to go into Iraq because this fucking lunatic decides to go into it.
And why would Israel do that to us? Why would they put us in that fucking position? Haven't we always supported them?
Right, but their right-wing nut jobs are in charge.
Ugh. Jimmy Carter said we should never give arms to Israel if we're going to use them for anything but defense. What about that?
Well, define defense, because for them, defense is replying a thousandfold, right? Remember, during the Iraq War? I think it was the Iraq War when they said Saddam Hussein said that he was going to launch a few Scuds over.
Oh, yes.
At Israel, if anything happened.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was Bibi Netanyahu said
Bibi?
Or one of the boys there said, if they shoot one Scud missile, we will respond 1,000-fold.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
1,000-fold.
Do you think we can avoid in the next few years turning the Middle East into sand, into glass? Do you think we could just do that and just avoid bombing the fuck out of people just for a little bit? Just for the next 4 years or something?
Who knows?
I want to elect...
Hillary Clinton has been known to...
She's hawkish!
...not be averse to...
She voted to go into Iran. She...
Well, everybody...
Voted. I know. But no. As liberals, we have to punish and shame those Democrats.
No, that's crap. I don't think so. I think that's crap because I think...
She didn't know.
Well, everybody was fleeced.
Who's going to lie to Hillary Clinton?
There was one... Wasn't there one senator that said, don't go to Iraq?
Yeah. How did he... How is he that smart?
Our current president of the United States of America?
I don't know.
There were a few, I think, in the House.
But how do you bullshit Hillary Clinton? That's what my problem with it was, like, how could Hillary Clinton not see through the bullshit? How could she not? She's not stupid.
Right.
She's cunning.
But she was being told by the same CIA reports, by the same international spy poobahs.
Just saying, she spent her whole life with Bill Clinton, someone programmed. I mean, who's a better liar than Bill Clinton? Name one. You cannot.
He's pretty good.
She spent her whole life deciphering his bullshit. You're telling me Colin Powell's going to roll up and just lie to her? Right. And she's going to be like, oh, I totally believe you. I don't know, man. That's my problem with it.
I don't know. And, well, who knows? Yeah, at what level? I mean, I'm sure for many of them it was just a political.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Political expediency, because
that's the whole thing.
Everybody here was waving pitchforks.
Dude, we had
not. Saying, Saddam, we know he did 9/11.
Yeah. Right.
Inexplicably.
And, you know, I don't know.
So that's the headline at both.
That's good news.
The Commie Pinko Liberal, Huffington Post, and over at the Dummy Drudge Report.
Yes.
Couple of different viewpoints, though.
Oh, really? I see. Why is Drudge not? They should be happy.
No, because they think that Obama just allowed Iran to get a bomb.
Right. But they're only using it for energy. We have a bomb now. How hypocritical.
But they're not, they say. Well, they understand that. And they also don't understand that it takes, that they're like months and months and months away from the development of a bomb with what they have now and the technology they have and the fissionable material they have. So
fissionable.
It would take a long time. It's not like they say, fuck you.
Yes.
American infidels.
Now we have bomb.
And then 10 minutes later, they flip a switch and there's a nuclear bomb. That ain't how it works.
That's how you build nuclear bombs in the television show 24.
Right.
Starring Kiefer Sutherland.
So they know how long it would take them, and they know what facilitas to watch. You can't, you got to move big shit around. You can't, it's not like something that fits in the trunk of a smart car.
You know, do you think
that doesn't have trunks?
You just tie it on top.
Yeah.
Put a tarp on it. Do you think history would have been different if Barack Obama had been elected one term or two terms earlier? God. And we didn't have Bush. We had anybody but George Bush.
Oh, yeah. Well, what if, God. What if Bush hadn't stolen the election, you're saying?
What if Bush had just checked his emails?
Oh, well, I don't think
so. A bunch of terrorists are coming.
The emails that Bush checks are like, oh, hey.
I miss emails at work sometime. It fucks everything up.
Here's a really funny cat meme. Check this out. I'm going to send this one on to Brownie. He'll like this one.
You know, that's so true. You know that he had days in the White House where whoever his secretary was, he's like, hey, hold all my calls. And he just went on, you know.
Tetris.
Watching cat videos right. All day. Meanwhile, you know, a bunch of terrorists are learning how to fly planes but not land.
There was a meme out that vacation days. And even now, Obama has less vacation days than Reagan, than Bush the greater, and Bush the lesser.
But he's black.
And Bush the lesser, depends how you look at it. Bush the greater, disaster to the country. But the younger Bush,
yes,
George W.,
He had a shitload of vacation
days. 400 days, I think it was. I was just trying
people to... complain about that, but he should have taken 500 days.
That's a year.
Yes.
By the way.
That's great.
But he wasn't on vacation. He was chopping wood. You saw him working.
Right. And Obama goes to play golf at Camp David, and they're like, he's disconnected from the government. No one has an iPad.
Right. He takes 4 hours off.
My God.
To play a round of golf, and they're like, he's golfing while the world is burning.
I answered an email standing next to the frozen bacon at Ralph's at work. And, you know, I'm not the president.
That's Christie's point, right?
Yeah.
When they're shitting on him about leaving New Jersey, not governing.
That guy is an asshole. That guy is a total asshole.
Mildly, yeah.
He is sitting on this bill that he could just sign, put into law, that says people that have been charged with the domestic abuse shouldn't have guns. Why is that not a no-brainer? Sign it.
The pig crate thing. That's why they're mad at him, is that he's all of a sudden he's legislating in New Jersey to look pretty for the knuckle dragging morons in Iowa.
Yeah.
And the idiots of North Carolina after that.
He's posturing himself for a presidential run.
Right.
It's gross.
He doesn't give shit all about the poor pigs.
Yeah.
Or animal cruelty, or what his own people think. That should tell you something right there. He doesn't give. It was like 90-something percent support in the state. Everybody wanted those pig crates outlawed.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
And he vetoed it.
Oh. Because of the people in Iowa.
Right.
We love the pig crates.
Right. We love animal cruelty.
Oh, you know, it's nothing
better.
We're
Republicans.
You get an argument with your husband or wife and then have a nice handgun handy to... really find some resolution to your argument. God.
So both headlines about the deal with the Iran.
Right.
I think it's great. It's amazing news.
It should be. It's great news.
Quite possibly we're not going to enter World War fucking III.
Yeah, that should be the bare minimum. The bare minimum of our government. This is what I promise I want from whoever, you know, takes the oath. I promise not to blow the planet up. That's all I want. That's all I want. What's the big deal?
Maybe promising not to let it wither and die, too.
Yeah. Maybe we can
understand this. You know, it's getting a little hotter.
Can we ask for more, though? That should be the bare minimum. Don't blow up the planet. How about raise the minimum wage and don't blow up the planet?
Minimum wage, you pinko.
I know. I'm such a commie. I don't want to sit around and be vaporized by some weird nuclear weapon that Boeing developed. from some ridiculous defense contract.
Oh, here's, you know what I mean? Here's something they're upset about on the Drudge. Lesbian sues Walmart for denying wife health coverage. Well,
oh,
fuck
my
yeah.
God. What? Who are these people? Are we in a Dickens novel?
Well, yeah. And some, I mean, our Republican friends, that's what they dream of.
I want it to be like Nicholas Nickleby.
The suit was filed in Boston seeking nationwide class action status. Said that they began offering health care benefits to same-sex spouses last year.
Yes.
But she said, oh, she's trying to get it like retroactively.
Yeah.
She said in a lawsuit, her wife, Diana, developed cancer in 2012, and the denial of insurance led to more than $150,000 in medical debt. That's
Jeez.
All.
Jeez. God. I know.
I mean, that's 3 days.
Like a lot, yeah.
These days. So I hope she wins.
Well, how is Walmart?
I don't know if she will, but
how is Walmart going to stay profitable? They can't sell the Confederate flag now. Now they're going to have to pay for this cancer treatment.
Right.
Please,
they may have to pay their employees $8 an hour instead of $7. What about we might have to make one less billion in profits this year?
Man, I was talking to some comedian in Pensacola, and they had a job at Walmart. Had a job at Walgreens, and then they washed dishes at one of the colleges around there, the cafeteria.
What did Bush say? I saw that recently.
Jeb?
Because, Georgie.
Yes.
Because it was last week when Jeb said that, you know, I think what everybody needs to do is just work more hours.
think about the hours he works.
Air quotes around
8-hour day,
by the way.
For him at an office. Crunching spreadsheets.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I don't believe it.
And you know, that can be stressful and irritating.
And to the C students. I say, you too can be president of the United States.
That's Georgie. But he said something about that there was a guy who like came up to me and told me that he's working 3 jobs right now. And I said, that's amazing. That's so uniquely American. Isn't that great?
It's not great.
Isn't that fucking great? Look at this wage slave going out and working his fingers to the bone.
I know. Get off the train here in our neighborhood and you always see people, poor people, just running up the stairs, running as fast as they can across the street. Barely making their bus connection to get to their third shift at work.
Right.
What's great about that?
And if they made enough for a good living wage
for
the hours that they put in,
sure.
Then I think that's perfect.
Yeah, you should be able to make a living wage working at any of these little storefronts around here, any of these fast food restaurants. It's ridiculous.
But that's the demonization again of the
poor,
of the service industry, and of the poor.
You deserve that job. You deserve to make $8 an hour because you work at a cash register. And what?
Why aren't you going to college, you lazy taker? Why aren't you going $100,000 in debt and finding 24 more hours in the day?
Absolutely. And you worked at a big evil firm.
Yeah.
Think about what the workday was like for those partners and executives that they did.
A few phone calls.
What skill?
Bunch of yelling.
What skill is involved? They got a fancy degree.
Right.
And they worked their way up
at
a company playing politics.
And most of them came from a family.
Money.
That had a little bit of money.
Right.
And was able to. Or maybe it was back in the day when the middle class could actually afford to send a kid through college.
Oh, yeah.
And eat and have a house and a car.
Boring.
And mom stays home on one salary.
No. It's more exciting to work 3 jobs. It's great, just like George said.
And get mom out of the house.
Sure.
And then you got to pay for daycare.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's
Well, just let your kids, let the village raise your kids. Just let your kids run around outside. It'll be like Lord of the Flies. It'll be great.
It takes a village. Wasn't that Hillary's?
Is that her campaign slogan?
It was a book she wrote.
It takes a village.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
We've got some follow-ups here.
Crab-diving follow-up.
Stories that we've been following, of course.
Yay.
The never-ending fonts of butthurt.
Yes.
Are continuing.
Is this gay marriage?
I should say. This is gay marriage.
It's marriage. You shouldn't say gay marriage, right? It's just marriage equality.
Our friend in Casey County, Kentucky.
What?
Casey Davis, who's making a stand for the Lord.
There's a couple of shitty stories out of Kentucky today.
His brother.
Right.
Not his brother. His governor.
Yes.
Steve Beshear. He had a meeting with this ninny. And the ninny said, well, I think you should have a special called to a special legislative session for us county clerks who don't want to put the rubber stamp on a piece of paper.
Find the government and like, yeah, let's have a special session. The session will be, you're all fired.
Right.
Have fun.
Well, and that's kind of what the governor said. The governor said, look, we're not going to spend, I think it's like $20,000 a day to call a legislative session or something like that.
I
minimum. He said, I read it somewhere.
Yeah.
And
I don't doubt it.
He's like, no, we're not going to do that. And he basically said, I understand your feelings. Do your job or you're fired.
He should have said, I understand your stupid feelings, but, you know.
Yeah. You know, do your job or your bail. Well, now Casey argues that nature's law takes precedence over any law that man puts on a piece of paper.
Fuck you. I love nature's law.
Now, get this. It's not just me being violated.
No one's being violated. Violated? Hey, what goes into when you issue a marriage license? Like, what do you have to do? I thought you just had to sign a couple of papers, stamp something. You must disrobe.
Yeah. Apparently, it's at least two knuckles deep.
Join in.
The issue, I think, is in large part not that they can't get it somewhere else, it's just that they want to get it from me. And there's where that I believe that I'm being violated in that.
There it is. I'm being violated because they want to get, you know, he's saying, look, why don't you just go? Did you hear he offered to drive people to the next county?
To do what?
To get gay married. I'll be happy to drive them. I'll even drive them. I just won't do it myself because Jesus.
Oh, it's so stupid.
What a fucking moron.
So dumb.
But he's being violated.
In that, it's not just me being violated, but it's both sides of the coin, both sides of this issue that's at stake here, and that is our First Amendment rights, that we have religious freedom in this country. If we lose that, we've lost everything.
Oh.
But your religious freedom doesn't trump everybody else's goddamn rights, you asshole.
Oh, my God. I mean, this guy, at the heart of everything, if he really believes this, he's stupid. We're just dealing with someone.
I think he does. He's
of a
not
lower
a,
intelligent level.
Yeah, definitely. Have you seen him? Have you seen interviews with him? It really looks like he's struggling.
Total dipshit.
To put every syllable together.
God, this is what happens when stupid people have to step outside their comfort zone and, you know, let their opinions fly.
There's I'm sorry, something else just popped up here.
Something shiny on the docket.
Rick Santorum. You know, what's his dick from Wisconsin? Scott Walker.
Oh, my God.
Joined the clown car yesterday. And he, you know, they were kind of making fun of him because he said, we're running for president.
Yeah.
I forget his wife's name, but he's like, my wife and I have decided that we're going to run for president.
Right.
And, but there was a story that came out a couple weeks ago. Tonette is his wife's name.
Tonette?
That the Tonette and his two sons, he's got two older teenage sons, I think.
Tonette.
One in college.
Tonette is an odd name. Tonette?
Tonette. T-O-N-E-T-T-E. Tonette.
Tonette.
The two sons and the wife both said they disagree with him on the marriage issue. when she was interviewed Tanette Walker said, our sons were very disappointed. I was torn.
Nah.
I have children who are very passionate in favor
yeah.
of same-sex marriage. And Scott was on his side very passionate.
Yeah. Well, Scott's stupid.
It's hard for me because I have a cousin who I love dearly. She's like a sister to me who's married to a woman, her partner of 18 years.
See, that should make it easy for her to come out on the right side of the issue. Not
she is.
Difficult.
She is. She is on the right side of the issue. Yeah. She just can't say it. This is as close as she can come to saying it.
Jesus.
I'm torn. Fucking torn. You're not torn. You're torn because your asshole husband is a goose-stepping right-wing dickwad. And you've got to toe the line with him. And now this is what's happened.
Yeah.
The frothy mixture of fecal matter and lube that is the result of anal sex.
Santorum.
Rick Santorum. Priggish. Uber ninny.
Yeah.
Just one of the more disgusting ones out there. Is now saying that in an interview, he's saying, well, you know, spouses matter.
Uh-oh. That's the crack.
When
right?
your spouse isn't in sync with you, particularly on cultural issues, moral issues, you tend to not be as active on those issues. So he's telling everyone, oh, be careful. Scott Walker's lying to you because he's got that evil wife telling him that he should like gay people and those evil sons.
Santorum spies a chink in the armor.
Right.
A way to get it, Scott Walker. You know,
and breaking the 11th commandment, right?
Yes. Yeah, you know, I watch Matt.
Thou shalt not insult other Republicans. Remember Ronald Reagan's commandment?
No, I don't remember that.
Reagan said that even in the primaries that you should be careful and you should never insult fellow Republicans.
I don't know.
Have to have a united front.
Does Donald Trump adhere to that or not?
No, that's exactly the opposite.
He's a nut. He's a lunatic.
Yeah, the absolute polar opposite. That's why they're terrified of him.
Yeah. Maddow was talking about Scott Walker last night. Now, you know, I didn't realize this. He sounds like somebody that just came into politics to me when you hear him talk. But that's not the case. He's been around since the 90s.
Yeah. He was a Milwaukee County something or other for a while.
Yeah.
He never finished college either. Some people are saying, I don't really have a problem with that, but some people are saying that
he shouldn't be able to be president.
Well, it's when he quit that was weird. It was like halfway through his last year or something like that. Like it wasn't even, it's almost like there were shenanigans involved.
Oh, shenanigans.
That he didn't leave maybe of his own volition. There were rumors of that too, but everything, everything's quiet now. But if he gets a nomination, he's doomed. Because they're going to shine the light on him, and he's just heinous. He's a moron. He's a proven liar.
That's what Maddow was saying last night. They're like, he's making all these gaffes now, in the early stages.
Yeah.
When the pressure isn't on yet. So what is he going to do a year from now?
But he's playing the skin flute of the ninnies on the right. I mean, he's the right-wing nut jobs. He said in his speech when he joined yesterday, right? God chose me.
Oh yeah.
This is God's plan for me. I have no doubt that it's God's plan for me.
How does that not make people just really disturbed?
And his dad's like a crazy Baptist preacher.
Oh yeah. Oh really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's the son of a preacher.
Son of
a preacher, man.
Is Scott Walker's dad crazier than Ted Cruz's dad?
I don't know if he's even around. I don't think I've ever seen him. I don't know if he's alive or dead or whatever, but he's not. So, no, he's not out. He may be, but he's not out in the world.
Yeah.
Ranting and raving like a rabid dog like Rafael Cruz, that batshit lunatic.
I mean, how does anyone in this country look at Wisconsin and say, hey, that's what we want for the rest of the country?
And that's what's going to happen.
Crazy.
That's why people are saying we don't get why everyone's thinking Scott Walker is the great white hope.
Yes.
Because people are just going to look over and say, well, since you became governor, your state plummeted to like 47th in education, in job creation. You're now in the back of the pack. I mean, it's just
47th isn't bad. If we say, we had 500 states, it's not bad.
Right.
But it's that right now it's pretty bad.
Then, I mean, even in his speech when he joined the clown car yesterday, he listed everything that is just like a dagger in a liberal's heart. Everything he said, he was crowing. He's like, we got rid of the unions. Woo-hoo! We everybody in Wisconsin now needs a vote, an ID to vote. Woohoo! Everybody's screaming, yeah.
You know, it's like, it's so strange. I don't know how anybody votes Republican, because they don't care about anyone that's poor, that makes under $5 million a year. They don't give shit one.
Right.
I don't understand that. If you are pulling a check that for minimum wage, why would you ever vote for anyone red? It doesn't make any sense.
As long as they can keep spinning the watch out for Jesus.
Oh, my God.
And the gays are going to rape your butt.
The gays are coming.
I think that might be, I'm sure we'll come back to more of the right-wing clown car also, but already they're starting to go after each other.
Oh, shit. I wish I could remember.
Santorum and Walker.
In What's-His-Face's speech, Scott Walker, when he accepted the nomination, someone that introduced him made some kind of stupid joke, some really tasteless joke. I don't remember it. Do you remember what that was? Did you see that? Who was that? Oh, it was a Bill Clinton joke. Somebody made some joke about, I don't know. They worked in a Bill Clinton sex joke. In the same breath, they were introducing the next president of the United States.
Great.
It was totally ridiculous.
Classy.
Yeah, yeah.
And trying to drag Hillary down because of Bill's indiscretions.
Yes. Hillary Clinton, if she is the nominee, or Bernie Sanders, it doesn't matter. They will just make short work of Scott Walker, don't you think? It's going to be ugly.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, yeah. If he survives the
either
the
any of
primary.
Those. Who do you think's the most well-spoken Republican?
Running?
Yes.
I'm trying to.
I just don't know.
I'm trying to run the list through my head of all the goddamn
I just don't know who's
going to
hold their own against the Dems in a debate. I don't get it. Lindsay?
Well, you know, I was just going to say the most sane-sounding one, which is terrifying as fuck, is Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
He's the one who's out there saying, you know, I don't think Donald Trump is helping at all with what he's saying, because it's just alienating all of the Hispanic vote, and it's just detrimental to the party.
It feels like, that's a guy who's not going to be rattled, but no one likes him.
Who, Lindsey?
Yeah, he will not be rattled.
They love him in his state. And
I mean, he's been around forever.
He's well entrenched on a lot of important committees and everything like that. But he's one of the ones who's sounding sane. And he's one of he's like Chris Christie in where their difference is with the other idiots right now. Chris Christie's out there saying, look, we got to compromise.
Yeah.
In order to get things done, we have to acknowledge that just about half of the country completely fucking disagrees with us. And in order to get stuff done that we need to get done, we need to put aside the shit we hate each other for.
Right.
And actually agree that, you know, we need jobs and stuff
yes.
like that. So Christie says that. Lindsey Graham is saying that.
Sure.
None of the rest of them are saying that. The rest of them are like, no compromise. Burn it down.
Well, you know, that's least common denominator shit. And it's a path of least resistance, right?
Yeah. And Jeb Bush is just keeping his mouth shut for the most part.
And he's leading. He's leading in all the polls.
He's got more money than the Catholic Church. There was something that came out the other day he's got the family pyramid has already been built.
How deep are the Bush's connections?
That's it. I mean, there's
money.
Yeah, he didn't even have to make a phone call.
How long do you think
the millions were rolling in?
How long do you think it would take him in an afternoon? They're like, hey, George, we need $100,000 this afternoon. Do you think you can make some calls and make that happen?
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck yeah. Let me check the drawer.
Let me send the text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
a guy downstairs with a paper bag full of money.
I think, yeah.
Barbara.
And he's probably the presumptive. I mean, he's the guy to beat. He's got all the dough.
Yeah.
And it might be hard because people are, you know, it's Romney syndrome.
Yeah.
It's going to be, he'll probably end up with the nomination, and then the lunatics won't vote for him.
They won't care.
So he'll get pummeled like Romney did.
It's just like the Republicans can't find anyone
to
get their fat ass base out the door and vote.
And if it's somebody really batshit crazy, I think that'll definitely organize our side.
Yeah.
Put Ted Cruz up there on the ticket, and I think every Democrat in the country will be lining up.
Well, it should be. It should scare people enough to see a Bush on the ticket. Ted Cruz, please. We know that the Bushes love to go to war and love to bomb people. What happens to that agreement with Iran?
As long as it's profitable.
Oh, yeah. What happens with that agreement with Iran if Jeb Bush is the president? What do you think?
I don't know. I wonder if he's... I haven't seen anything he's said today since the...
He probably didn't say anything, like you said. He's just keeping quiet.
Yeah, he kind of waits. He's kind of waiting for the lunatics to spout off, and then he talks. But then when he talks, he's dumb. He says, well, you know, I think that fix everything. Everybody's got to work more hours.
Yeah.
And then he comes out and says, well, that's not what I meant.
Yeah.
What I meant was everybody needs more hours to work that, you know, there's too many people working part-time that want to work full-time.
Oh, my God.
That's not what you meant, you asshole.
And, you know,
I watched the tape.
Right. And he's had gaffes. He said, hey, if I had it to do over again, I'd go in and bomb Iraq. And then he's like, wait, what I meant was if I had it to do over again, we wouldn't go in and bomb Iraq.
And they said, knowing what you know now,
yes.
Would you do it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I trust my brother.
I'm not voting for you. That's my litmus test. Anybody that wants to go bomb somebody, no, I'm not voting for you. It's nuts.
Since we're talking about the clown car, well, let's tie up this marriage thing. And we'll get back to the clown car. It's all tied in. Did you see the story on our Facebook? Go to facebook.com/crabdiving, ladies and gentlemen. Join the convo there.
Yes.
Lots of comments on this story particularly. This is in Missouri. Well, I even had a guy call bullshit on it, and I went and I thought it was bullshit too, and I went and verified. I went to a few different other news sites just to make sure that this was not some bullshit satire story.
Yes,
but it happened. This is a county in Missouri,
right? Oh God,
Dent County, like what happens when you hit somebody's car,
right? Dent.
The all Republican county commissioners voted to fly the flags at below half staff on the 26th day of every month for the next year in mourning of the gay marriage decision.
Good job.
In mourning of straight marriage has died. Let's lower the flag every July, every 26th day.
You know, you really, these days, with these right-wing nut job lunatics, with the marriage and the Confederate flag controversy, you really have to pay attention to all the headlines, because that's a confusing headline. What are they pissed about? The stars and bars or gay marriage or both? Well, it's obviously
lowering the flags of freedom in America.
Right.
Because
they're mourning the death.
They're mourning the death
of straight marriage.
Straight marriage.
It's sad. It's sad. You're going to be able to talk to your grandkids one day. I remember when straight people could get married. Now we can't.
Right. Remember when those homosexuals killed marriage?
Right. There's going to be a heterosexual genocide. We're going to get marched into camps and ovens.
They voted unanimously Monday to observe 1 year of mourning.
It's so stupid.
There's three commissioners. There's three of these assholes.
I love it.
And I'd like to get it. I'm going to try to find a picture of these, because I'm willing to bet.
They should mourn.
White, white, white.
Oh, yes, totally.
I'm sure.
They should mourn. That's great. Be sad for a year. I don't care. I don't like you.
Well, the world responded pretty quickly yesterday.
Yes.
All over social media, every liberal site ended up finally getting the story.
Right.
And they now are saying... Today,
yes,
they announced Presiding Commissioner Daryl Skiles has said that the commission will now meet in special session today or tomorrow to rescind that order.
Oh, my God.
Quote, out of respect for veterans and those currently serving in the military.
Oh, I get it. I get it. They're saying they don't want to lower the flags half mast for the death of straight marriage because
they should be lowering it
for veterans.
Like real shit.
So, you know, their reasoning is all screwy. I know that's a shocker. And how much does that special session cost? Didn't you just say that the governor of Kentucky wouldn't call a special session, but he said, you know, it's so expensive.
Yeah, like 15, 20 grand a day or something like
that. God damn it. How much is this costing?
Well, this is Dent County. It's three guys. They probably meet in a VFW in the corner somewhere and then have a beer.
Lovely. Lovely area.
It says that he entered a letter into the public record. This is Commissioner Daryl Skiles yesterday protesting, quote, the U.S. High Court's stamp of approval of what God speaks of as an abomination.
Oh, God.
Public record.
So stupid. Oh, it's, hey, his stupidity will be duly noted.
The letter goes on to detail his opposition to gay marriage.
All right.
And then proposes lowering the flags. So, quote, all who see these flags at this lowered position be reminded of this despicable Supreme Court travesty.
What an idiot. You know what, that letter? I'd like to run that letter through grammar check. That moron.
They might have spell checked it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's in crayon, entered into the public record.
They probably used the wrong there at some point.
I can't find any pictures of these guys. Wait a second.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say they're all freaking white. And
one of them definitely is. I found a picture of one of them.
Yeah.
Big white guy. Anyway.
Congratulations, Dent County.
So they're, in respect to the veterans.
Oh, yes.
Has nothing to do with the shit storm that rained down on them from civilization.
Oh, yeah. Not that.
I'm on the Salem News Online, which is something in over there in Missouri.
Hey.
Looking at it says from the Wikipedia on Dent County, Missouri. Of adults 25 years of age and older in Dent County, 63.6% possess a high school diploma.
How many?
Only 66.
Listen, no offense. Maybe you shouldn't be deciding on much of anything over there. I mean, you know.
This guy says enough said.
Yeah, they're trying. They're trying as hard as they can. This is the best they could do. They're lowering the flags at half mast to mourn the death of straight marriage.
Right.
What a bunch of simpletons.
Now, surprisingly, I mean, I guess this is good, but I spoke too soon. I'm scrolling through the comments here at this newspaper, and they're all
right.
Pretty much saying this is bullshit.
Yes.
This is disgusting. Using the flag this way is wrong, goes against the flag code. Another person says, Oh, great. Now this is national news. Bigotry is not acceptable behavior.
Your
business community will feel the sting, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, there you go. People are going to be like, I'm not pulling over in fucking Dent, Missouri.
I was going to go there this year for spring break, but now no.
Right.
I was going to hang out
through Paris. I'm going to Dent.
We should look up Dent County and see what is available. Like, what, do they have an amusement park? Do they have a museum I can go to? Is there any culture there to speak of whatsoever? A bingo game?
Well, part of the Mark Twain National Forest.
It's woods.
Is in Dent County, Missouri.
Well, dude, that's woods. I'm not going to patronize your woods. I will not go there.
And then
hike trails.
It's, sadly. Really near it is the town of Licking. I live in Licking, Missouri.
I think that's kind of there's a few cities in this country named Licking. I think they're in the south too. I don't know.
You don't know what to say that one.
You got there's like tons of nouns in on the planet, and you got to name everything something. Eventually, you're like, I got to call that Licking. We're out of words. Sorry. It's the best I can do.
You couldn't say like walking or flying or
no.
But you have to say Licking.
We're special. Yeah. Look,
I live in Vomiting, Arkansas.
God, we're mourning the death of marriage.
Yes.
How sad. How stupid. Are they? are they, what are they doing with the marriage? Are they going to cremate it? Are they going to have a viewing?
Their population of the entire county is 15,657 people.
It's a metropolis.
It's in the southern central part of the state, in the middle of
That's nice.
Missouri.
Right.
And they say that it's 755 square miles.
Perfect. Of hate.
There was the racial makeup.
Uh-huh.
97.07% white.
I don't believe it. That's low.
And the rest is like all other. 0.04% identify as black or African American.
Yeah, they want to leave. They want to get airlifted. Obama airlift those people out of Dent.
Right.
Jesus. Dent.
So wait, there's 15,000 people.
Yes.
10%. Let's do ciphering. Is 1,500.
There's four black people.
1% is 150. And so a half of that is 75. So there's about 70 black people in the entire county of Dent County, Missouri.
Oh, man. Jeez. 70.
Yeah.
You think.
But they're probably apparently treated better than the gay people in Dent County, Missouri.
Oh wow, what a bar. I mean, Jesus Christ. They're putting their flags at half mast to mourn the fact that not anymore. Some human beings have more rights than they used to have. That's a good thing. That's a positive thing. It should be a positive thing.
Here's a couple of sympathetic comments. Homosexuality is mental illness. The commissioners are well within their rights to do this, and I support this action.
Oh, screw off. You suck.
This other person says, happy to see something positive for a change. Positive?
That's positive?
We're going to be lowering the flags.
But you're mourning something. How's that positive?
Can you imagine
stupid?
A tourist driving through, and they're like, he's sitting at the Starbucks or whatever. I'm sure there's a Starbucks in Dent.
There's not a Starbucks in Dent. I bet you $3 billion.
We're sitting at the little cafe of Jesus across the street from...
We're at the All Bone Pan.
And they see, they look out and they're like, why are your flags at half mast? Was there
right.
Somebody, a dignitary died? Did a police, somebody get killed?
Oh, no, it's because the homosexuals are getting married. Oh, shit.
Oh.
I'm out of here. I'm going to the chocolate fountain at the Golden Corral.
This guy says, how do three men decide for the whole community that we as a community all mourned this decision and then act on it without a vote?
Well, dude, they're crooked asshole politicians.
Well,
imagine
how representative democracy works. Yeah. Anyway, vote them out, you asshole. Yeah. Don't vote for those dickwads. There's the solution.
You don't have to keep voting for them.
Right.
Pull a lever for someone progressive.
See, this is where people don't realize. They just walk up and they flip R.
Yeah. Republican.
I like Mitt Romney. R.
Yeah.
And they don't realize they're voting for David Duke or something, you know, or the equivalent.
And by the way, this is that party. This is the Republican Party. I want to know how someone in Dent can pull a lever for Mitt Romney. What in the hell do they think they have in common with him? I mean, why do they think...
Well,
their wants
Jesus.
Are aligned.
Oh, they're good Christians. Oh, wait.
Do they have dogs? Are there any dog owners in Dent?
Oh, I'm sure.
Then why would you vote for a guy that puts his dog in a cage and ties him on top of a car?
Because the other guy was black.
Right.
Ryan.
Oh, that's right.
97.0% white.
Let me ask you something. Before Romney puts his car in the elevator to tuck it away, you know, God, think about how many people...
Backs that in there, do you?
What?
You don't think he puts his own car in the elevator?
I just assumed
he gets deposited at the front door.
How does that work?
Just take this around.
Does he leave the dog on top of the car while it's in the elevator?
Yeah.
If so, that's the nicest.
Revolting.
That's the nicest part of the ride for the dog because he has shelter at that one point.
The ginormous fucking asshole. That story still makes me crazy.
Could you imagine if you put Kate in a dog carrier, which I'm sure she hates. I don't know. I imagine she doesn't like it. And then tied her on top of a car, went down the freeway at 60 miles an hour, she would lose her mind.
Anybody would.
I wouldn't like it. I'm not into that.
The,
Somebody is.
German.
It's L.A.
I've got a little bit tonight, ladies and gentlemen, by the way.
Yes.
7 p.m. Don't forget to listen here on the network for a brand new sparkling The Hollywood Hick.
Right.
Episode, which there's a brand new sparkling one. I'm looking at it in the drive. It's all ready to go. He uploaded it. So tonight will be a brand new sparkling The Hollywood Hick. Actually, before we get to it, I've got a clip, a Hick clip.
Oh, awesome.
A funny Hick clip. If you want to listen to, here's Brent in the middle of his last show, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a preview of what you get when you listen to The Hollywood Hick. Brent Paris, the very funny Hollywood Hick from his last episode.
I fucking hate y'all. When you click on something and then the fucking video comes on, whether I want it to or not. Maybe I'm trying to be discreet. Maybe I'm at the workplace and I don't need your shit just fucking all of a sudden coming on. And I even set this fucking thing so that it wouldn't automatically play shit, and it still automatically plays shit. Why the
He's in the middle of reading his stories when this happened, and he's trying to pull up the story, and he's like, he's going, yeah, and then she did this, and then she did that. He's like, God damn it, I hate when this fucking happens.
Brent gets mad at electronics sometimes.
He broke his printer.
He broke his printer in a blind rage.
One morning on Facebook, all of a sudden Brent prints out, does anybody have a printer? Mine seems to have been destroyed by my rage.
And I even set this fucking thing so that it wouldn't automatically play shit, and it still automatically plays shit. Why the fuck is that? Then I put these ad blocker things on here, and it fucks up my whole flow on here. Good Lord, I am trying to have, I was out full of sparkles, rainbows, and deliciousness, and then this thing has to go on and piss me off. So, let me push back down the inner hell no that jumped up and tried to snatch away all my sparkles, rainbows, and deliciousness and Dolly Parton feelings, and continue on with this. But
there you go. There's a little taste, ladies and gentlemen, of the Hollywood Hick getting irritated by his technology. Man. 7 p.m. tonight. Pacific streaming, yes. Brand new episode, 10 p.m. out on the Eastern type coast, right, for you all.
I think if you have the capacity to sincerely lose it, I think that's a sign of great talent.
If you have, the capacity to lose your shit, right? Gong. Sound of gong.
Right.
I've got, okay, we got to get to this one. This is our good buddy, Rick Wiles.
Oh, jeez. It's every day with him.
What is wrong
with this guy?
This is their, I don't know what to call it. They finally made it to Broadway with their butt hurt.
Yes.
It's like every day now they get to say, look.
SCOTUS made them. SCOTUS made this guy's career.
Right. And now, I mean, every tornado, every storm, flood.
The gays.
Is going to, right, you're going to point.
Is your gay god
right
going to come and save you?
The gays. Is
no.
Your gay god going to come and save you?
Well, I heard they're just going to stop naming hurricanes. They're just going to call them, every hurricane is going to be the gay hurricane.
The gay hurricane.
Yeah, because you name hurricanes by order of the alphabet, I believe.
Oh, right.
I think
it's just another homosexual.
Is it, how do they name hurricanes? They're not all female names.
They used to be all female, and then, some people rightfully took issue with that.
Yes.
And they decided that they would then open it up to males. But that wasn't all that long ago.
Well,
right? I mean, within the last, 20 years, I want to say, they finally decided.
No, I remember Hurricane Frederick in Florida, and that was in the 70s.
Oh.
Yeah, wasn't it? Hurricane Frederick? You don't remember that?
Names?
No. Doesn't matter.
Names of hurricanes.
Yeah.
The tropical cyclone names, tropical cyclone naming history, retired names. Oh, they've already got the names scheduled, by the
really?
way.
What's the next?
Sorry. I got a text from...
Who is texting at Violet?
It's the movie people.
During the
I
show.
I apologize.
Don't you know he's on the air?
It's the costume person.
That's exciting. Tomorrow. Wait. Now you're going to do a movie.
I'm doing a short film.
Right.
I'm going to resurrect my acting career.
Yeah. Are you allowed to talk about details?
After a couple of years
of this thing?
I don't know. It's a thriller.
Yes.
I'm going to wear some really cool, funky makeup.
Well, you're not going to be able to see, right? Yeah. Oh, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's shit.
A big reveal. But
okay.
Yeah. But nobody cares. Nobody's going to be.
Well, I care. I'm going to watch.
No, I mean, nobody listening is going to put two and two together. So. But I have to go for a costume fitting tomorrow.
For details about At Vile Experience's movies, go to At Vile Experience.
Right. Or patrickvile.com.
On Facebook, too.
Actually, works. Yeah. Okay. Here's a little bit of Rick Wiles. From True News, the our favorite End Times broadcaster.
Oh yes,
of the our one of our favorite clips. Is your gay god gonna come and save you?
Yes.
Here's Rick Wiles. We knew it would happen yesterday. We talked about the fact that the army may loosen its sphincter on allowing transsexuals.
Oh.
Transgendered.
Transsexual is from, what was that movie? Rocky Horror Picture Show? You're just
No, those are transvestites.
Sweet transsexual.
Oh, really? Is that in there too?
It's the lyrics in there. But I think we're all supposed to say transgendered. I think
transgendered is the latest.
Yes.
That we're supposed to use. Well, here, Rick Wiles got a hold of that news.
Oh, boy.
That they may be allowing, you know, Caitlyn Jenner can join the army now.
Right. Isn't Caitlyn too old, though?
Caitlyn's way too old, yeah.
Yeah.
So here is a little bit of Rick Wiles. He opens strong. So
oh, my God. This I is can't great. Wait.
Rick Wiles, full of butthurt over the transgender. Still, by the way,
I mean, this is an old story.
Huh?
I mean, you know, I'm just, no, I guess it's not an old story. The transgender people can.
Right. Well, first they allow gay people in.
Right.
Then they got rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Oh, okay.
And.
Oh, this is a recent thing.
Now they're the transgender. They're right. Still of a transgender ban.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
And now they're thinking of letting that go. Here's Rick Wiles' opinion.
So how fast is Babylon descending into the pit of filthy lewdness?
We're 5 seconds in.
The pit of filthy lewdness.
Babylon, by the way. This is that's his big theme these days, is that America has now turned into Babylon.
These guys sound like they're reading from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nuts.
It's all, yeah.
The pit of lewdness.
The Associated Press reported today that Pentagon officials are finalizing plans to allow transvestites to serve in the U.S. Army.
Now, he's wrong.
Right.
it's a weird thing to say, but
it's interesting that we were talking about that because that's the wrong term.
But maybe it's not for him. I mean, he's being bigoted and stupid, so maybe transsexual is the right term. If you're being hateful, then that's the right term, transsexual.
Correct.
If you're Rick Wiles. Because it would actually be odd to hear him say something, you know, politically correct in this rant.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it would be jarring.
Forever.
Yeah. You'd be weirded out.
Armed forces. The announcement is expected this week. Military commanders will have 6 months to work out legal, medical, and administrative issues that will arise with the mixing of transvestites into the ranks of America's fighting forces.
Like a recipe, right? You're mixing them in. I'll have, we'll have.
I want a tablespoon of transsexual.
Can we have 10 Christians, 2 Jews, and toss in a tranny?
All right. A little olive oil.
Transvestites will be allowed into the U.S. Armed Forces after the 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Babylon. It appears that there isn't one U.S. general in all of the armed forces of America with the courage to stand up to this madness.
And do what? And do what? Is he gonna amass his troops and say, that's it, we've had enough? We're standing up? You're not letting that person with a former penis into the military?
And he's calling into question the bravery of someone that has spent their life serving our country? That's strange.
Right?
I mean, that's kind of disgusting, isn't it? Fuck him.
They don't care.
Shame on the U.S. military for capitulating to Barack Obama's sexual perversion.
Barack Obama's sexual perversion.
Capitulating to the Muslim in chief.
Like, Obama's the one.
Yes.
Getting a sexual reassignment surgery.
Oh, sure. Oh, he is transitioning. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Him and Michelle, next week, they're going to switch parts just for a week, just to see what it's like. By the way, did you see that video that's going around Facebook of the first lady working out?
No.
No one else. There's not been a first lady.
Oh, gosh. No, she's an amazing
shape.
She
boxes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She boxes.
Yeah. Oh, and they love that on the right, by the way. They love that.
I mean, I think Michelle could beat the shit out of Barack. I watched that video. She's hitting the heavy bag.
She could absolutely probably beat
the shit out of him. Oh, my God. I don't want her to hit me. I'm not taking a right from her or a left.
History will shame them for their moral cowardliness. All Christians in the U.S. Armed Forces must now come out.
Must now come out of the .. closet.
All pastors must now announce to their congregations that young men and women in the churches should not enlist in the U.S. Armed Forces.
Stay what? Out of the Army, everybody. Stay out of the U.S. Armed Forces. Somebody else, a couple,
strange.
I think it was Brian Fisher last week, had a similar bullshit rant about how you should no longer join the military for America.
It's kind of strange. I mean, of course it's strange and it's completely stupid what he's saying, but imagine if you talk to anybody that's been to war or in some combat zone, be like, what bothers you more? Being in your foxhole with a transgendered person or the bombs being thrown at you and the bullets being shot? Is that scarier?
Right. Yeah, mortars are flying over your head and you're worried about that the person next to you used to have boobs.
My God, somebody wants to sign up for the Army and you're going to give them shit because they're transgendered? Please. It's ridiculous.
If you call yourself a Christian, you need to take a stand. Choose your God. Are you fighting for Babylon or the kingdom of God?
I fight for gay God.
As Barack Obama destroys the moral fiber.
Meanwhile, I think he's reading again, don't you?
Yeah.
You think this is a prepared statement?
Let me ask you something. If you're going to say, if Barack Obama is going to destroy, and then he says the moral fiber, shouldn't it be like the moral something? Because I think it's a bad use of words. Like, why would you ever destroy fiber? Shouldn't he have used something or imagery that's like
foundation, something like that?
You can't destroy fiber. I mean, I guess you can. It's like if you burn cereal, you're destroying fiber.
Want you to be regular while you're hating gay people.
He's reading this. It doesn't make sense. Why would you write this? It's horrible.
As Barack Obama destroys the moral fiber of the former United States of America, Russia is preparing for nuclear war.
Nuclear.
With the country that Russian leaders believe have gone mad. Top Russian officials refer to America as the new Nazis.
These are some of these anti-gay assholes over in Russia who passed the heinous laws over there where, you know, if two guys are walking down the street holding hands, you can
put them in jail.
Put them in jail for spreading homosexuality to the chillin. So these guys were the ones who came out and said, America's gone crazy. They're crazy. They're mad. They're lost their mind. One of them was like, they're the new Nazis. They're forcing everybody to love gay people.
The new Nazis. That's dumb. By the way, my mom brings up a good point. I was saying, when he was saying fiber, destroy the fiber, I was thinking food. But it could be like fiber, like a textile, like the fiber of your clothes. So maybe that makes sense.
I've heard that phrase, though, like the fiber of, the moral fiber of America or something like that. I think I've heard that phrase before.
I guess you can destroy that.
It's a weird one.
One high-ranking member of the Russian parliament recently said that a gay delirium had taken over America. And now threatens all civilization.
Now, meanwhile, I've heard that 20 times from nut jobs complaining about it. They're like, look, Russia's pointing at us saying we're overcome with gay delirium.
If Russia points at us and say, hey, America's doing a good job with that, we need to change it up.
Well, right.
They're a horrible country.
Well, you know,
right?
they've got little white stiffies for Uncle Nipples.
Oh, yes.
Fire and Brimstone is coming to Babylon in 1 hour. BusinessInsider.com reported that Robert Denenberg, a former CIA officer and analyst for Goldman Sachs.
He's definitely reading, by the way.
Office of Global Security warned that, quote, we are in an extraordinarily dangerous time right now because both Russia and NATO are starting to exercise substantial military activity in close proximity to each other in Eastern Europe and the.
So he's talking good about God. The shit that's going on in the Balkans and with Crimea and Ukraine and all that stuff. And he's trying to say that we got to be careful that Russia thinks we've gone crazy and we're gay deluded.
Yes.
Next thing, they're going to fucking nuke us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be World War III because Russia doesn't like us anymore because, you know, they're gay.
That makes so much sense.
So stupid.
Who listens to this guy?
Baltics, end of quote. Mr. Denenberg said that there is a high risk that the situation could escalate quickly. He said,
no, he's right, but what he's talking about is it has nothing to do with the gay here. He's talking about what's going on in Crimea and in, Crimea's done, but what's going on in Ukraine.
Right. And he's, by the way, he's reading from the Business Insider and then the Wall Street Journal,
which is
way right wing.
And but he's, how is he?
That doesn't make any sense.
He's drawing a parallel. Yeah, he's saying, look, the end of the world's coming. The Russians are going to get nuclear over in Eastern Europe because a couple of gay guys got married in Austin, Texas.
Right. Somehow he could have picked any story out of the paper and linked it to gay marriage.
Exactly.
To marriage.
Right. It's 6 degrees. It's 1 degree. 69 degrees of gay marriage.
Vladimir Putin sees NATO on Russia's border as a serious threat, and that Mr. Putin is not afraid to use nuclear weapons against the United States and NATO.
Again, it has nothing to do with gay marriage.
Mr. Putin, that's weird.
Against the United States and NATO. Of course, those nuclear weapons will go up against America's new transvestite army.
Woohoo! Watch out, motherfuckers. Our new transvestite army is coming to get you.
How many transgendered people do we have in the army? A whole column?
How many in the country?
I mean,
it's not like a huge demographic.
where are they going to go to the bathroom behind enemy lines?
America's new transvestite army. America's new transvestite army.
As a new drop.
That's beautiful.
The United
States. We also have this one from yesterday.
States of America. Gay States of America.
So a couple of new Rick Wiles drops that we've got thanks to that lunatic.
So wait, Rick, I'm sorry, Rick Wiles, is he like us? Does he just have he has an internet radio show, or is he like on Fox or something?
No, I don't think he's that mainstream. He was a preacher, I think.
Okay.
He might be on AM.
Oh, good for him.
AM radio in some places.
What a lunatic. He got a job. That's crazy.
But he's definitely on the, it's True News, TRUNEWS is his ridiculous website.
Well, congratulations, Rick. You made the crab diving show again.
And the headline... Let's see what the headline over at True News is, just for laughs.
Oh,
it's ad,
gonna be awesome.
The ad up at the top
Guns.
Is for BullionStar.com, the gold and silver solution.
Oh God, why do they
morons
always sell like gold coins? Yeah. Is that what that is?
Because in a global economy collapse, everybody's gonna give a shit
about gold. Wait,
yeah.
Can you eat gold? Can you cook it?
Right.
Can you drink it? I don't think they're gonna care.
I don't know why they think if there's an economic Armageddon that all of a sudden, everybody's going to say, oh, yeah, well, we're going to go back to the gold standard.
Why?
Right.
They're going to go back to the food standard.
I'm going to go back to the I kill you and take your shit standard is what will probably end up happening if it's that big of a horrible.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're doomsday preppers.
Yeah. it's different ones, but the number one right now is the Pentagon moves toward lifting ban on transgender troops.
Why do they care? God, somebody wants to serve the country and be in the military. Good for them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's noble.
They don't care, though. They're turning God's beautiful army into Jesus. Minions of Satan.
What a bunch of simpletons.
Yes. 1979, by the way.
Yes.
Our research staff just came up.
Thank you, Kate.
With the year that men's names were introduced into the hurricane.
What was the first one? It must have been Frederick. I swear I remember Hurricane Frederick. Don't you, Mom?
There are six different lists that they use in rotation.
Right.
David was the first one. And then Frederick.
Oh, okay.
In 1979.
Right. Good for me. I win nothing.
And then Alan, Alicia, Elena, Gloria. So all of the... There you go.
Wow.
Thank you to the interns for coming up with that. We've got... do you want to hear a little bit of Pastor Manning?
Absolutely. Now, wait. Now, is this the guy, Reverend Manning?
James David Manning of the Atla... I don't know, Missionary Baptist or one of those in New York. He's the guy in Harlem that puts up the heinous, God hates homos.
No, oh, nice.
Banners on his, where you put the letters up on the marquee.
What a poor use of arts and crafts.
Out in the front, yeah. Here's a little bit of Pastor Manning.
Right.
You know, he's got some butthurt going on.
He's my favorite.
I want to ask you, if you have ever been injected with the sodomite demon.
Have you ever been injected with the sodom? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
My mom has been vaccinated against the sodomite demon.
Yeah, I'm an anti-vaxxer.
Oh, shoot.
So, yeah.
Are you like Jenny McCarthy over there? Jim Carrey?
I want to ask you, if you have ever been injected with the sodomite demon, have you ever had that demon injected in you? Now, I tell women, I preach this all the time in our church, I say, you know, if you...
Does he talk about anything else, by the way? Like,
no.
You know, like this, the whole love each other part of the Jesus thing or anything like that? It sounds like every goddamn service.
Yeah.
It's something about gay people.
Dude, he whipped that. This is his type five. This is his thing. This is his jam.
Time in our church, I say, you know, if you have sexual intercourse with a man and he plants his semen inside of you, that semen, whether it makes you pregnant or not, enters into your blood system. It goes.
No, it's not true.
No, it is.
This is not true.
Obviously, you don't know anything about the blood system.
Is a place for the receptacle and it goes into your blood system, and whatever he has in his blood is in your blood. And for instance, if he has a disease in his blood through his semen, and the semen is the cream of the blood.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Paging Dr. Manning.
We have to, that has to be a drop.
Semen, and the semen is the cream of the blood. Semen is produced by the blood. It is the cream. It is
What? What are we in the middle
of? Are you talking about?
Is this guy a preacher or is he teaching like biology? Some horrible college.
He's not teaching biology.
Is this Liberty University?
I don't know
what
biology he's teaching.
Yeah. My mom doesn't approve.
She does not approve?
No, not of this guy.
By the blood. It is the cream. It is the power. It is the cream of blood. That's just no other way to say it. It isn't blood itself. It is even more powerful than blood. It can actually produce life, semen.
And it tastes great.
You know, I don't know what to say. This is the most insane clip you have ever played on this show. This is
I don't know about that.
No, it is.
This is fucking nutty. Don't forget, he also said they were putting jizz in Starbucks.
Is this the same guy?
Yeah, this is the same guy.
Well, then, actually, this makes sense, though, because it's cream in your coffee,
right,
I guess.
It's right.
It's the cream of the blood. There's no other way to say it. Yeah, there's another way to say it.
It's not cream of the blood. Yeah.
The correct way.
Powerful than blood. It can actually produce life, semen. But if your blood, if a man puts his semen in you, I teach women.
Can you imagine him sitting around saying, okay,
teaching
ladies.
Women. He's got to stop. Don't. Hey, Reverend.
It's horrific.
Manning,
this is horrific.
Don't teach anybody. Run around saying all this bullshit as loud as you want, but please don't teach people.
Well, and
please.
Listen to, well, the misogyny too. I'm teaching. I'm telling the women.
Right.
He's telling the women all about this. Make sure you
You're
educate
a receptacle.
Them. Right.
You're a receptacle.
Right.
Women and you, I teach women. That, and if it's disease, you're going to get that disease. You got whatever that is, whether it's AIDS or syphilis or.
Well, thank you for explaining STDs Yay. To us, Reverend Manning.
Thanks a lot.
One of these other diseases, you're going to get it because it's going to go right into your blood system, right through your vagina, right through your womb.
Right, yeah. right through your vagina, right to your womb.
You know what? It never gets old when these right-wing nut jobs start talking, when they talk about anatomy or biology. Isn't there one guy who said that the womb is connected through the mouth? Like, if you eat a carrot, it'll actually slide right into your womb?
Oh, he was asking, he was told about the little cameras that you can swallow.
Oh, yes.
That will go through your stomach and your intestines and take pictures.
Yes.
And then... Right. Comes out and you got the pictures.
Right.
It was a congressman, I want to say, yeah. or a representative of some sort that asked the guy, oh, well, you know, you could do that for the vagina.
Oh, yeah, you can. It's just you have
like,
to take out.
No, the mouth is not connected to the vagina.
Just take a right turn at Albuquerque.
If a man injects himself in you, if a man injects himself in another man,
yes,
and injects his semen into him, and he's crazy.
Wait,
what?
And he's crazy.
Okay.
So if he, I guess there'll be an if he's not crazy.
You caught the crazy.
And injects his semen into him, and he's crazy, then that's going to get in his blood as well. And if demons are in him, then those demons, you're going to get penetrated by demons. You're going to get penetrated by demons.
Yeah.
You know, even the kissing of someone who has demons in their blood, that saliva can give you a disease. I posted up on our announcement.
Saliva.
Right.
What saliva?
All these demons. I mean,
these demons, man.
You know who they should call?
Who? Chuck Norris?
Ghostbusters.
Or Ghostbusters.
You a disease.
Chuck Norris.
I posted up on our announcement board that sodomy is metastasized here in Harlem and people in restaurants. And
there's a picture of the board. It says, Jesus would stone homos.
Did he just say, what a dumbass.
And he's got four Bible verses. Oh, and then yes. at the bottom it says, Harlem is a homo-free zone.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's New York, dumbass.
Yeah, it ain't.
No.
I posted up on our announcement board that sodomy is metastasized here in Harlem and people in restaurants, and our dates need to be very, very careful. Why am I saying all of this? I'm saying this to say to you, perhaps you first got introduced to these demons in your life, sodomy, when you had no defense.
Good Lord.
That's his, so, you know, maybe you were injected with sodomy and the sodomite demon.
Is this the same guy that said the semen was being put into Starbucks
drinks? Yeah, that's, yeah.
God.
Yep.
It must be so tough to be this dude. I mean, if his deal is like, okay, what crazy thing am I going to say when I preach today?
He's.
It's not.
Oh, it's not crazy to him.
It might be. No, okay.
It's Ryan's mom. Yes. He's sitting in today, by the way, sitting in the.
Is he crazy?
Studio.
Or is he a snake oil salesman? Is he a charlatan or is he nuts? Does he believe this shit?
This guy's batshit. Yeah, I think he's crazy.
Yeah.
I think he's really out of his mind. Here's a different clip of him. This is a dream team up on the True News show being interviewed by Rick Wiles.
Oh, my God.
Is Pastor James David Manning.
Wow.
This is
aren't they competitors?
Batman and Superman.
No, they're competitors. Why would they want to team up? They're diluting their audience. Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Here is a little bit of them talking about the you know, it's the gay. It's their most important.
My God.
It's their most important subject that they can come up with.
Right.
Okay, one second. Got to do that. Oh, that's done.
this man who wrote the opinion and who gave the swing vote to legalize same-sex unions in defiance of what the Word of God says, in clear defiance of what the Word of God. But beyond that, for those that are atheists and don't believe the Bible, this family, this heterosexual, this man with woman, has dominated this planet from spear to spear, from sea to shining sea, and every...
Spear to spear?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I've never heard that term before.
Weird biblical imagery.
Yeah.
Spear to spear.
I don't know what that means.
We are attacking spear to spear.
...to shining sea, and every inch of ground of this planet has been dominated, and all of the universe, all of this planet has agreed universally... For the years that we've lived on this earth, that is, that's a man and a woman. For the Supreme Court to do that is nothing short of the fact that the devil himself has written this opinion and has gotten into the lives of people. And I suspect.
Okay. Strap in.
He is nuts.
Here's where it gets good.
Okay. That perhaps Kennedy and many of those on the Supreme Court have had sodomite relations themselves. You know, that was a.
Oh, my God.
He thinks the Supreme Court. He thinks Justice Kennedy
has
possibly done some sword fighting.
Well, we don't
or
know.
Or spear fighting.
Well, we don't know what happens when they go into their chambers.
That's what he's saying. He suspects that there's been some sodomization going on.
Sodomism.
Some sodomism.
Who's sodomism? Who said sodomism? Is that Brian Fisher?
No, that was bat shit guy or the guy with the really weird name. Bat something.
Oh, okay.
He's got a weird name.
Yeah.
Have had sodomite relations themselves. You know, there was a pastor, Rick, out in Colorado, the True Life something. It's some church out there in Colorado who was preaching against sodomy, but he was having homosexual sodomy relationship with a sodomite lover every Tuesday. And
every Tuesday. He knows the details, you notice?
Right, every Tuesday.
Yeah, every Tuesday they'd get together and he'd slowly remove his belt buckle as rubbed a young man's shoulders.
How many times can he say sodomite?
That's his favorite
word.
In
one sentence.
Favorite word.
On Tuesday, this sodomite committed sodomy with another sodomite.
This lover said, well, you can't preach anymore because I'm going to tell it. And he told everybody. I suspect that many of these justices are having things done that where they have got to support this sodomy. They got to say it, otherwise they get exposed.
Wow.
So Justice Kennedy obviously has somebody blackmailing him. That's the only reason they went against the Lord.
So the only non-sodomite is Scalia. Because he came out against
Thomas.
Marriage, right?
And Alito.
Thomas. Okay. Yeah. Well.
The average person in America, they have no idea the level at which we have sunk here in America. They can't even comprehend just how bad things have gotten.
I cannot comprehend the level of sodomization that we've reached in America.
Because it doesn't affect anybody, you asshole. No, it doesn't affect anyone.
No, no, no. They legalized, they made it, they voted for this marriage equality, and immediately a bunch of birds just flew out of the sky.
Right.
Dead, hit the ground.
Send the hornets, Lord.
Yeah.
They just don't see it. 50 years from now, Rick, people would look back at this period and say, my God, from Zion, how could a nation have fallen? How could the mighty have fallen so quickly and so far and so low? Well,
if there's anybody still alive in the United States of America 50 years from now. Yeah.
Yeah, you got Rick's not going to let that one slide.
I died. Yeah, I died from sodomy.
I've got to out-disaster you.
Right.
Because 50 years from now, people may not be alive because of this.
Oh, yeah.
Because of these homos.
They may be all Chinese.
You're right about that. Thank you for that qualification.
That's right.
Thank you so very much.
They're really good at improv.
Absolutely.
They always yes and support the concept.
Right. And they were being homophobic. Now they get to be a little racist.
Right.
This is awesome.
Ooh, awesome.
Them. They love it.
This country is ripe to be overthrown. We no longer have the Lord's protection. You said it at the beginning that Ichabod is written on the door of this nation now. The glory of God has departed. And so the Lord is no longer obligated to defend the United States of America.
Ichabod.
Ichabod.
Ichabod Crane.
Is written
on the doors.
That's the Headless Horseman or whatever. Sleepy Hollow. That's the main character. Ichabod Crane.
Ichabod Crane, right.
Is Ichabod a biblical name? Ichabod has been sodomized.
It is.
Right. Of course. Jeez.
Ichabod. I don't know. I can't find anything about it.
You have to go deep.
Oh, Ichabod means the glory is gone.
Oh, sad.
So they're saying, why would you name somebody that?
I was just thinking.
Why would you name your kid Ichabod if it means
I think the only
no
person,
glory or the glory is gone?
I'm the only person on the planet named that is fictitious. Ichabod Crane.
Well, it had to come from somewhere, right? I mean,
maybe they just assume. The writer of Sleepy Hollow did some research. And they're like, hey, Ichabod, that's hilarious. Name him that.
Something, it says, Ichabod was written over the doors of the Russian Hamilton. I don't know what this is.
God, it's crazy. Everyone's crazy in this clip. It's just lunacy.
Right. It's from, it also means without honor, alluding to 1 Samuel 4, where Eli's daughter-in-law names her child Ichabod, saying the glory is departed from Israel.
No, not the glory.
So I guess it's not a good thing if it says Ichabod on your door.
Why didn't they just order more glory?
We'll defend individual Christians, but he's not going to defend the country. We've turned our back on the one true God. I believe he's going to turn his back on us. And there's a great attitude adjustment coming to the United States very, very soon. And we're going to find out who is walking with the Lord and who isn't.
There you go. A little bit of getting double teamed.
A reckoning.
By Rick Wiles and Pastor James.
Yeah, these
David Manning.
Those two together are just loony.
Absolutely batshit crazy. I've got, let's see what else is going on here. We've got Roy Moore is telling people to take their kids out of public schools.
Oh, God, he's just such an asshole.
Another guy, I'm just reading the headlines over at rightwingwatch.org. Kevin Swanson says that the U.S. will put millions of people in jail because of their Christians.
I love it.
David Barton says the GOP presidential candidates each must vow to nominate SCOTUS judges who will overturn gay marriage.
That's crazy. And to speak to that earlier headline, I feel like we have to say this every time. There's not a war on Christianity. There's not a war on Christianity. You guys are
right.
You're on the money.
You're doing okay.
God's on the money.
What was it John Stewart said of the, 44, 45 presidents we've had?
Yes.
44, 45 of them have been Christian.
100%. Yeah.
You're doing okay with being represented in the country.
It's nuts.
This other guy says that, this is what we were talking about. This guy says that weather patterns now.
Come on.
God is sending weather patterns. Uh-huh. But this guy has an interesting take on it. I don't know who this is. Operation Rescue.
Yes.
He's that group that's headed up by Denham, the father of those twins that almost had that HGTV series.
Oh, my God. Those guys.
Flipping houses. Oh, yeah, and then they found out that they're just
they're a bunch of homophobes.
Anti-homosexual dickwads. Yeah. And they lost their show.
Yeah.
You know, and picked up the giant cross to carry because they love that. Oh, we lost our show. Nail us up, Lord. Right. Nail us up.
What a cross to bear. You will not have a television show like most people.
But their father, I mean, they're wonderful, loving, mincing liberals compared to their heinous, vile father, who is the guy that it's Operation Rescue. He's the one that has gone in. Remember in that church in Louisiana when they all descended on Louisiana and said they went to that humanist church and stood up in the middle of the services and
they
started
protested.
Yelling. Yeah, and took off. They had T-shirts underneath their regular shirts and they waited till the middle of the service and they jumped up and said, "You're all going to hell. This is against the Lord."
How do you come out against a humanist? I mean, my God, it's a humanist.
It's a secular humanist.
Oh. Are you human?
Right, but it's not God first. They don't believe in humanists. Don't believe in God.
What do they believe in? Eating babies,
being nice to each other,
worshiping Satan,
and
worshiping Satan and having homosexual carnal knowledge of each other.
Yay.
So this guy says, you know, it's easier to be a homosexual in this country than it is to be a Christian.
Yeah. Said, is that?
Oh, she asked him that, speaking from experience.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Who knows? That's just.
And it's really hard to be both.
You know what? Go be gay, live in Alabama, then come back and talk to me.
Right.
This person's out of their fucking mind. It's easier to be a Christian.
He says, they're a protected class there while we're a minority.
What? In what reality is this?
What weird Christian fucking math are you doing that 80% of the country that identifies as Christian is a minority?
I mean, they were not a protected class. They are. This is nuts. That's the whole point of the SCOTUS thing. They were not a protected class, and now they are.
Right. Equal protection. Equally protected, and they can't handle it. They're losing their fucking minds over it. Higher judgment. I don't want to be on the day of judgment, period, but definitely I don't want to be in their shoes. So he's saying, you know, it's going to be bad for everybody, but it's really going
to
be bad.
Somebody needs to tell this idiot that no one's forcing him to wear a gay person's shoes. You're not going to have to be in anyone's
or
shoes.
Or dick.
But your own. Yes.
Or vagina. Or any part. Right.
It doesn't affect you. It will have 0.0 effect on you.
Right. And who knows how long this is going to go on for? I mean,
forever.
How long the screaming and butthurt? It's only been a couple of weeks, right, that we've been putting up with this bullshit.
For the sake of the show, I hope it continues.
I had this story. This is terrifying. This is a Republican, of course, from North Carolina.
What?
A representative in Congress, national Congress.
Great.
All you got to do is listen to this. This is scary. This is scary to the non-Uber Christians of the country, to the real minority of the country.
He's a legislator.
Yeah.
He writes laws.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Representative Robert Pittenger from North Carolina.
Beautiful name.
Appeared last week alongside Representative Trent Franks of Arizona.
Oh, God.
And Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas.
You know, we hadn't heard from him in a long, long time. I thought maybe he packed up his bags and went back to Crazy Town.
I mean, he's not running for president, so I mean, what? Nobody's looking at him right now.
I wish he was.
So,
don't you?
Running for president, Louie?
Gohmert.
He talked about it.
Did he really?
Wasn't there a couple of minutes when Louie Gohmert was talking about it? And Glenn Beck, remember? Glenn had him on the show one time and was begging him to run.
For Senate.
And then for president.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God, that's, well, it's going back.
Yeah, how scary is that?
By the way, we need to check up on Glenn Beck. Is he still resting his instrument?
He's still resting his vocal cords, I guess.
I'm on vocal rest.
Here is Robert Pittenger speaking at Celebrate America.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
The most important message that needs to be heard in this city is the gospel and love of Christ. Well, that transforms life.
That's not a preacher.
This is not a preacher. This is a United States congressman.
He writes laws.
Yep.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Well, that transforms lives. You know, we've seen some court rulings that have unsettled us, caused us great pain in our heart for our country. I don't hold fault with those who believe different than me.
Bullshit, by the way. That's a lie.
How could they say that? They always say that. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want.
Right.
But we're going to make laws to say that you can't.
Yeah, and you can sit there and not agree with it as much as you want.
Right.
But you can't take somebody else's rights away from them because of your ridiculous belief.
Because we're all humans, stupid.
They just don't know my Savior. Yeah. They don't know the one who loved me and gave himself for me. And that's my mission. That's my primary mission as a member of Congress. Yes, to serve my constituents, to serve my region and my state and my country. But we're here as emissaries for Christ.
Oh, see, now I think he's wrong. I think he's there for he's an emissary for the Koch brothers.
Yeah.
Probably. He's there to serve the Koch brothers.
Pittenger from that's the representative from North Carolina.
Holy shit. Who is voting for him?
A bunch of people in North Carolina, a bunch of white people who hate gay people and love Jesus.
Pittenger.
And the only reason they hate gay people is because guys like this tell them to.
Right. Yeah, and the thing is, they probably have gay friends.
They all have gay relatives that they don't know about, I'm sure.
Yeah. Or if they know about it, and they're like, oh, it's my gay friend, but he's not like one of the really obnoxious gays. He keeps it to himself.
You're right.
That's probably what he says. What an asshole.
Let's see. What else? We can get out of the Christian world for a couple of seconds here.
I need a shower. Somebody hose me down.
And head over to another asshole. You know, there was a settlement in the civil suit against the NYPD from the family of Eric Garner.
Yes.
Who was murdered, killed by a NYPD cop.
Right.
Choked to death. We can all watch it. If you like, go on the YouTube. You can watch Eric Garner get killed.
It's
murdered. New York has settled the case.
Oh.
$5.6 million.
That's what his life's worth?
Well, not enough. I mean, it's priceless, obviously.
His family?
But this is his family's going to receive $5.6 million. They've settled in the wrongful death suit there. But someone ain't happy about it.
Do they think it's not enough?
No.
Oh.
Just the opposite. These are our friends in blue.
Oh, is this that asshole?
It's one of them. It's not the asshole.
The New York Policeman's Union.
Not Patrick.
That creepo.
Something or other. But this is another one.
Dude, sounds like he stepped out of Gotham City.
Right. This is the head of the Sergeants Benevolent Association in New York. Ed Mullins is his name. And apparently all of these fucking police union guys are just colossal assholes. And heinous, uncaring, really cartoon characters, right? I mean, they're just cartoonish. That I don't know what this guy is like, but that other guy, I forget his name that you were talking about. The
that dude,
he's the city cop. I think he's the actual NYPD.
He sounds like he stepped off the set of The Wire.
Right, right. He's
it's
the one
insane.
that got all the cops to turn their back on the mayor.
What a dick.
During a funeral.
I mean,
because the mayor was evil enough to tell them that, you know, we'd kind of prefer you didn't kill people.
Eric Garner, we watched him die.
For no reason.
We watched him fucking die. And this makes you feel like there's no hope.
So this motherfucker, Ed Mullins.
Yes.
Colossal dick cheese. called it the record-breaking $5.9 million settlement with the family. Obscene.
What? Are you kidding me?
And shameful.
Oh, well, now that's interesting because I might use the same words to describe the Eric's death.
Where is the justice for New York taxpayers? Where is the consistency in the civil system? Yeah, we're saying where is the justice for New York's taxpayers? Taxpayers are sick of paying for your thuggish, brutal motherfucking asses.
You know what? You know what? Had this been a white person that was choked to death, this dude would might be okay with the civil suit. You know, he might have been okay with it.
Maybe it's against his beloved angelic police, though, who never do any wrong.
Yeah, they're not racist at all. They don't profile.
He said that, in my view, the city has chosen to abandon its fiscal responsibility to all of its citizens, and genuflect to the select few who curry favor with the city government.
Oh, my God.
Their loved one...
Well, he thinks it's politics?
...was choked to death by one of his jackboots for no reason.
And we watched it. There's nothing in question. We all know exactly what happened.
Yes. I can't breathe, think is...
What did he mean
English.
By that? What did he mean by that?
Listen to this. Mr. Garner's family. This is where I struggle.
as
a mincing pacifist liberal, to really not want to wish somebody to take a baseball bat to this motherfucker. Because this is just heinous, heinous, heinous. I would never wish that.
Well, if you struggle. For a second, if you put yourself in the shoes of his family.
Who's?
Eric Garner's family.
Oh, right, right,
just
right.
Think about it. I mean, it's
they can't. They have no. They have no empathy.
These guys are racist assholes.
Listen to what this shitbag said. Mr. Garner's family should not be rewarded simply because he repeatedly chose to break the law and resist arrest.
He's selling loose cigarettes. Is that what he was doing?
That was, that's the heinous crime that he committed. Selling dollar Lucy's in front of the five and dime.
There are so many, you know, if you could dig up, find a good, decent policeman and ask him, how would you have handled that? I bet he would present you with other options.
Maybe not choked somebody to death?
Yeah, there were so many of them. There were cops surrounding him.
Big guy. And he wasn't resisting.
He
had his hands up in the air. And then when they started choking him, he said, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe.
That's resisting.
That's resisting. Yeah. Don't move while we're killing you. How dare you?
I mean, they, you know.
That's one of their moves, though, right? I mean, they twist your arm or they pull your arms up behind you. And when your shoulders are going to pop and you feel pain and you pull away from them, stop resisting. Stop resisting.
Yeah, it hurts.
Twist, twist. Stop resisting. that's the move. There was I forget where it is, but it was some protesters in New York, I think it was, and you know, some patchouli wearing
a hippie type.
Dreadlocked, probably stoned, holding a peace sign or whatever, and they were arresting this woman, and it was right there on camera. You saw them. They had her arms behind her back, and then they went like this and pulled straight up, and she went And that's then when they said, stop resisting, and threw her on the ground and beat the shit out of her.
Imagine what
it was obvious she wasn't doing anything until they pulled their arms out of her sockets.
You know, you have to be insane to not think we're in the middle of some like law enforcement crisis.
Just think about it.
If we didn't have iPhones and everybody didn't walk around with cameras, you wouldn't know what had happened.
And the tip
to
of the iceberg.
Think of the other people who've been choked out and killed by the cops. We don't know about.
Right. So the
$5 million, that's the price they put on that guy's life. How old was he? Was he 30? Eric Garner, wasn't he?
43.
Yeah. $5 million.
The largest ever wrongful death case against an NYPD officer who should be held personally liable but won't.
They sued the police department?
The city. Taxpayers have to pay for this.
Why can't they go after the guy that choked him out?
Fiscal responsibility.
That guy should be rotting in jail, and every cent should be bled from him and given to that family. That guy's dead.
Oh, poor Officer Daniel Pantaleo, you mean?
What a jerk.
That poor
He's
poor
a murderer.
Guy. He's probably still on leave from the stress of having, you know, murdered somebody.
He killed someone, and we all watched. It's nuts.
NYPD, the city comptroller, Scott Stringer, stressed the extraordinary impact that the death had on the entire country. It forced us to examine the state of race relations, he said, and the relationship between our police force and the people they serve.
Okay.
He's right.
Yes, agreed.
Mayor de Blasio said, hopefully the Garner family can find some peace and finality from today's settlement.
Yeah.
But the Sergeant's Benevolent Association, vile, knuckle-dragging, evil spawn from Satan's rectum, Ed Mullins, says that you shouldn't reward the family because Eric Garner chose to repeatedly break the law and resist.
These people are just detached from reality. They must get desensitized as cops, and just they have no idea what it would be like to be chased by people with guns or tackled or, you know.
It's cartoonish.
It's really
evil, these guys. I mean, it's not even. It really is. It's a cartoonish level of evil that these police union guys seem to have. All of them. The one after Freddie Gray was killed and all the protests in Baltimore and everything. Remember, there was some asshole. I want to say Missouri or something. Just some local police chief who put a screed out that said, you know, well, there's a lot of hating of policemen going on. You guys better just know that, you know, well, if you resist, we will kill you.
We know.
If we're feeling threatened. If our lives are threatened, we're going to fucking kill you.
Well, really?
Just so you know.
What we know. You didn't need to say that. We understand. Right. Yes.
That's the mindset of these guys.
You're itching to kill black people.
Creepy we as understand. Fuck. And yes, there are good cops out there. Speak up.
Yeah. Speak up.
And get rid of the asshole.
It's about time.
Get rid of the bad ones.
Right.
Because we're on to you.
I mean, how many more instances do we, does this country have
and it's
to,
amazing, and apologies.
It's just going to keep happening.
Apologies to our black brothers and sisters who have been saying for 100 years, look what the police do to us. Look how they treat us.
I know. And you think about it like, okay, Eric Garner died. That's horrible. But think of all the citations and the bullshit traffic stops and the profiling and the tickets. They shouldn't have gotten, but they got to pay for it.
Right. And then you can't pay for them. So you get thrown in jail for not being able to pay the fine.
Stupid.
It's again, it's just bodies for the prison industrial complex. We're going to be back.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Hump Day. We'll be back for 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social medias. Go to crabdiving.com. There's some buttons over there on the left you can press. And go join all the social medias.
Thumbs us up.
If you buy shit at Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Right. Buy it through our portal. We get a little taste of the nibble. You know, you help us with our bullshit here. Right. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Twitter. Go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @ViLExperience. Oh, so vile.
We'll be back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/CrabDiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @CrabDiving.